Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know. It depends on if we're drinking during the shows, I think.
I'm not currently.
I'm drinking coffee.
Well, I have water.
Does that count for anything?
Staying hydrated?
Okay, fair enough. Although, actually, I'm kind of wondering about that. Is coffee nothing more than just flavored water with a hint of dirt?
It's ground dirt.
Okay. Now, wait, is it ground dirt or ground other things?
It's actually ground sand, I think, because it's irritable and it gets everywhere and I hate it.
Okay, that actually begs the question. Since coffee comes from beans and beans come from plants and plants grow out of the dirt, does that mean coffee is of the dirt or made of dirt?
I'm sorry, we have to go back because you completely missed that.
Okay, I don't think I did.
You did. It was Anakin quote from the prequel.
I wasn't trying to do an Anakin quote.
I was.
You are?
Yeah. Sand is irritable and it gets everywhere. And I hate it.
Okay. I can count the times I've watched the prequels on three fingers.
Guess what?
What?
I can only count on two fingers.
Hmm.
Yes, I have not seen the third prequel.
You're not missing much.
I know.
It was kind of like the Matrix trilogy. It was... No. Okay, I stand corrected. Matrix actually had 1.5 good movies.
The Matrix had one good movie. So I've kept it to only seeing that one movie.
I'm giving them half of a good movie. Only half.
Nah.
What? Why can't I even give them half?
Because it should have ended after one.
I mean, at least the car chase scene was decent in the second movie.
Yeah, but you know it was a better car chase scene?
No.
What movie was that? The Steve McQueen movie. Bullet.
Okay, if you're going to correct me on... what movie had a better car chase? Have your example ready.
I could picture the car chase in my head. I just couldn't remember what the name of it was.
I don't care if you can picture it in your head. Have it ready. That way you can chastise me immediately.
It was ready in my head. It was literally playing a movie in my head. And I was too busy concentrating on how good the car chase in that movie is than what the name of the movie was.
I'm just going to sip my coffee.
It's Bullet.
Okay, how does all of this tie into where does coffee come from?
Because we got distracted.
You were the one that wanted to go back to a prequel quote.
That's because you didn't catch it.
I didn't catch it because it was stupid.
Yeah, but it worked.
Okay, fair enough. I just realized something. Is my phone recording audio at all?
I didn't hear anything.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that's I pulled odd. The headphone off and checked.
Interesting. One second. That is extremely odd.
I don't know. If you hear explosions in the background, it's just Ashley ruining the kitchen.
I normally edit those out.
She did say sorry.
Well, that's nice of her.
So you have to edit that out, too.
I didn't hear the I'm sorry, just crashing in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Settings. Where do I go to modify the settings for this?
Probably in the settings. That's usually where I keep it.
You are a complete jackass. You know that, right?
Yeah. Which is kind of why I'm surprised you agreed to do. You wanted to do this podcast.
Well, I figured of all the people I could do a podcast with, you'd be the most offensive.
Are you saying I'm offensive?
Yes. But in the good way.
Oh, so I'm the good kind of offensive.
Yeah.
How does one be good offensive?
I don't know. I was trying to boost your morale.
Okay.
Okay. Let's check here.
Oh,
what?
The DJ Earworm United States of Pop 2018 is out already.
The what?
DJ Earworm.
What's that?
It's the mashup of the top 25 biggest hits of 2018.
Oh.
He's done it every year for the past maybe 10 years now.
Okay. How decent is it?
It all kinds of depends on how good the top 25 Billboard songs are.
Ah.
So... last year, the year before, wasn't that great, but the music that came out that year was pretty Some of the years, some of the mashups are pretty good.
Okay.
And then there's also bestofbooty.com that has a yearly mashup mix.
Okay, where do you come up with half this stuff?
Half of what stuff?
half of the stuff you're saying.
The internet?
Do I even want to know what parts of the internet you go to?
The good parts.
The parts that you're describing sound pretty disturbing, my friend.
Sorry, it's not Best of Booty. It's bootymashup.com.
Bootymashup.com.
Yep.
Okay, that doesn't make it sound better, Phil.
But it is.
Doesn't make it sound better.
I'm sorry.
I highly doubt you are.
It's good music.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. What kind of music is this supposedly good music?
Everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to prove your case on this one.
Why?
Because I don't believe you.
Okay. How do I need to show this that it's good?
Send me a link. I'll listen to it a little bit later. And actually, I'll listen to it while I edit this episode. And we'll see if I actually get audio this time.
Best of Booty, I think it's 2011 is the best. Is the one we like the best.
What? Best of Booty.
Booty 2011. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do me a small favor. Hop on really quick and see if you're getting audio.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, up
here. Means I got to open Instagram.
Yeah, it means you have to open Instagram. Phil, you're beta testing for me. Get over it.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. Great. Yeah, I think it was the gimbal. I honestly think it was the gimbal. When I gave it Bluetooth control over the phone, it was trying to route all the audio into the...
Holy crap. the lag in that is horrendous.
Well, of course the lag's going to be horrendous. Yeah, just got a message from Michael. I'm recording with him tonight, too.
You're on hypotheticals again?
Yeah, I'm on hypothetical again. It's actually kind of interesting. Everyone on Instagram is only hearing half the conversation until I post philosophical at about midnight.
Yeah, that's probably kind of weird.
Yeah, it really is. Well, weird for them, not really weird for me.
Well, that's because you can hear both sides of the...
Jeez. Well, yeah, of course I can hear both sides of the story.
Unless I do this in the middle of recording. Can't hear me or do this.
Are you purposely trying to make it to where my audio is really hard to record tonight or edit?
I only played with the mute switch.
Of course you only played with the mute switch, but I have to deal with that in post.
It was only for like a second.
Yeah, it was only for a second, but that's still no consideration for me.
Oh, sorry. I'll delete it and start over.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. For the love of God, please don't. Because I don't want to have to try to... Well, no, if you delete the first 12 minutes of the recording, then what am I going to have to go off of? Right, I'll have nothing to go off of.
You have the master track.
The master track doesn't always work. It depends on how loud everyone's levels are. Now that we don't have, like, 8 people going on, I don't have to keep track of everyone's levels inside of TeamSpeak. I just have to be able to join... I mean, I just have to be able to hear you, and that's it.
But can you hear me now?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got TeamSpeak doing automatic gain adjustment for everybody in the room.
Well, there's only 2 people in the room.
Right. So it's automatically adjusting your gain, and then I don't have to think about anything. It makes recording a podcast perfect.
You know what doesn't make recording a podcast perfect?
What?
When the cat takes a giant dump and it smells awful.
Did that just happen?
I think so.
Are you going to have to clear the room?
I'll survive.
You say that now. I highly don't think you're going to survive.
I worked at a vet's office for 12 years. I think I can survive.
Yeah, those are some horrible smells there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are really bad. You know what else is horrible? When you come home from work and you go to the one room where you really want privacy, and it's also the one room in the house.
Head in there?
Yeah. Well, I shut the door, but it's the one room in the apartment that doesn't have a lock, and it doesn't have a knob for a handle. So
it has a raptor lever?
It has a raptor lever.
One of my friends refuses to put those in his house.
It is annoying. I mean, I'm sitting there going, I just got home from work. I want peace. And you just walked in. And then they look at me going, oh, you're home. You need to pet us. I'm doing other things. No, you still need to pet us.
Yep.
I don't agree with that. I just don't like it. It's horrible. Does Moose do that to you?
No, because he hasn't figured out how to open doors yet.
Wait, how old's Moose?
5.
and he hasn't figured that out yet?
We don't have raptor knobs.
Oh. Yeah, if I could replace those, I totally would.
One of my friends refuses to get those because in case the dinosaurs come. That's his reasoning.
Wow. That's interesting reasoning. Very interesting reasoning. Hmm. You know, we're actually supposed to get that weird stuff called snow this weekend.
All our snow just melted.
Yeah. Oklahoma does this weird thing where if you live south of I-44, you get nothing but rain. If you live like north or northwest of I-44, you get nothing but snow. And if you live right on I-44, you get ice.
Ooh, fun.
I live right on I-44.
I recommend staying home.
I can't. I live 3,000 feet from work. I literally have no valid excuse to stay home from work. I have to go. And Texas said snow isn't real. Wow. Yeah, for Texas, snow isn't real unless you live in Amarillo, but then you also have to figure out if Amarillo is real. And yes, that was me replying to someone on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah, they're part of a club that you're not part of, Phil.
Well, I'm hearing both sides of the conversation right now, so sucks to be them.
Yeah, I guess it does suck to be them.